Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, June 30th. The practice of redlining or denying financial and other services to people based on race was outlawed in 1968. But last week, several Chicago Chase Bank branches closed temporarily as protesters call for racial equity in lending from the nation's largest bank. An expose published in early June by nonprofit newsroom City Bureau and WBEZ Radio found that of the $7.5 billion in Chicago home purchase loans approved since 2012, less than 2% was loaned in black-majority neighborhoods. The bank is also the subject of a federal class action lawsuit. That suit alleges that Chase shut out underserved small business borrowers from the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP. Stacey Hawkins Armstrong is the founder of Shopoppin' Gourmet Popcorn in Westchester, Illinois. She told news station ABC 7 Chicago that she tried to file her PPP loan application with Chase on the first day they were accepted, but she got nothing but error messages. Desperate to keep her doors open and her four employees on payroll, she ultimately secured a smaller loan through a different bank. She believes that Chase prioritized its favored customers and left small businesses like hers in the cold. She's not alone. The U.S. House of Representatives is launching probes into how several banks, including JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citigroup, made PPP loans, according to the Orange County Register. Critics allege that big banks serviced business customers and shut out underserved borrowers from the funding pool. Redlining continues in subtle ways today, including in how PPP loans were distributed, according to Everett Sand, CEO of small business lender Lendistry, in a report in Fortune. As Business Wars Daily reported earlier this month, the Small Business Administration gave no guidance to lenders to prioritize underserved communities. About 90% of black-owned businesses have no employees. Sands says PPP rules regarding sole proprietors came out last. That left these entrepreneurs unclear about which loans were available to them. The SBA hasn't released the demographics of who received PPP loans, but a survey report by Color of Change and Unidos U.S. is revealing more than half of black and Latinx small business owners who sought assistance requested less than $20,000 in funding. Only about 1 in 10 received the funding they asked for, according to the report. One United, the nation's largest black-owned bank, has been working to help black-owned businesses get better access to loans. In the second round of stimulus funding, the federal government allowed $30 billion to smaller and minority-owned banks, such as Community Development Financial Institutions, or CDFIs. One United secured some of that funding. With that, on April 29th, the bank launched its own PPP program. The bank committed to lending to black-owned businesses and self-employed people. Its first PPP loan went to an Uber driver. Time will tell who was more effective in getting money to black-owned businesses, but the stakes couldn't be higher. A recent report by the Brookings Institution warns COVID-19 could wipe out a decade of economic gains by black-owned businesses. As Congress debates whether to create another stimulus round, the future of many black-owned businesses hangs in the balance. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. What's bugging you about business these days or making you happy? We want to know. Write to us at bwd@wondery.com. That's bwd@wondery.com. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow.
Wondery.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.